So this is the KPFA LSB regular Zoom meeting for Saturday, September 19th, 2020. We're gonna call to order and roll call, but I want, prior to that, I'd like Jose to give people instructions as far as how to raise their hands, et cetera. So would you give the Zoom instructions, Jose?
Absolutely. I think at this point, I'd just like to talk about muting yourselves, and then close to public comments, we can talk about raising your hands or whatnot. But yeah, at this moment, I'd like to remind everyone if they can just mute themselves so that we can avoid bad sound quality and maintain communication clear and without interruptions. If you are on a computer, you can just hover your mouse over the Zoom window and you should see some options appear on the bottom. The bottom left should be your mute button. You see a little microphone icon and you just click on it to mute yourselves. Just so you know, once muted, if you want to quickly unmute yourself, you can just press and hold down the space bar while you're talking and let it go once you're done. And that'll make sure that you're muted throughout the meeting. If you're joining us on the Zoom app on your smartphone, you can tap on the screen to reveal the same options. And also on the bottom left, you should see the mute button. And you can just click that to mute yourself, click that to unmute yourself. And if you're joining us by calling in, you can mute and unmute yourself by pressing *6. If you have any questions, just let us know.
So, thank you. And
again, at this point, people go ahead and mute yourselves. But go ahead.
Thank you, Jose. And for board members, when it comes time to talk, if you want to be recognized, you go to participant at the bottom, and then you can side panel will open up, and at the bottom of that it says raise hand. So to be recognized by the chair, you enable the raise hand through the participant checking. Okay.
Thank you, Carol. So I'm calling the meeting to order now after the Zoom instructions. And Carol, would you please do roll call?
Yes, and this is the KPFA Local Station Board meeting, September 19th, 2020. And Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon Adams here. Ahmad Anderson asks for an excused absence. Marilyn Langlois.
Here.
Marilyn's here. Daniel Borgstrom.
Here.
Daniel's here. Christine Pepin.
Here.
Christine is here. Chris Corey.
I think he went to get some financial information.
No, I got it. I got it. Okay. I'm here. Thank you.
Thanks. Chris is here. Mark Van Lant will be calling in later, joining us later. Susan De Silva asked for an excused absence. Cher Dedman will be joining us later. Don Goldmacher will be joining us later. Christina Huggins.
Yes, I'm here.
Christina here. Thank you. Sorry.
Sure.
Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily's here, and Lily is replacing Karina Stenquist, who resigned. James McFadden. Okay, I'll come back to James. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki Tanaka here. Andrea Turner. We'll check back with her. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom Voorhees is here. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Sabrina's here. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Darlene is here. Tim Lynch?
Here.
Tim is here. Frank Sterling?
Hello, I'm here.
Frank Sterling is here. Janine Etter?
Here.
Janine is here. Philip Maldari?
Here.
Philip is here. Mantra Plansey. Okay, I'm going to go back. To the people who I have not heard from, James McFadden. Okay, maybe he'll join us later. Andrea Turner. And Mantra Fonzie. They're not here at this time. Thank you.
Okay, this All is right. Sharon. I just, as co-host, meeting host, I just want to clarify something. Lily, are you calling in from 415 number? Lily, are you calling in from a 415 number?
No.
Oh, you're over there. Okay, now I see. I just couldn't. Okay, so I'm going to rename you on here. Just, you're LMK then.
Right, right.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I thought you were. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We do have quorum.
Okay, so I will read the group agreement. Audio recording of regular LSB meetings are available at kpftx.org. No video recording is permitted at LSB meetings. Communicate with each other respectfully and speak using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attributions of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic without repetition, following group procedures, and respecting the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack. Raise hands to be recognized by the chair. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance and information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when an LSB member is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. And we've already given the Zoom instructions, so I don't think it's necessary to give them again, although it's on the agenda. So I'll read what, should I read them, Carol, do you think?
Yeah, and I also would, after you finish with that, I would like to move that we excuse the people who requested an excused absence.
Okay, so here's the Zoom instructions. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing *6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press *9 on the phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by sending raising hand or roll call. And I will let Carol then make her motion to excuse those not here.
I move that we excuse.
Sorry, I see Andrea and James McFadden seem to be here now.
Oh, thank you. I will recognize Andrea Turner and James McFadden who've joined the meeting. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
And I move that those who requested an excuse absence be excused.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Or maybe anyone opposed?
Yes, okay, it'll be easier with all these people. If there's anyone opposed to excusing the absences, please raise your hand.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to say, can someone clarify all the phone numbers? There's like 3 or 4 phone numbers out there.
Well, we don't need to clarify people's phone numbers at this point, just if LSB members, because people have anonymity in this meeting.
Oh, so those could be public comment people, okay.
Yes, they could be. We have people from other stations attending, quite a few. Okay, so is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Andrea, so moved.
Thank you, Andrea. Do I have a second?
Carol, second.
Oh. Okay. So
I have a comment on the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. The question I have on the agenda is going into close to executive session. I have a question. It just says personnel issues. Could you tell us what the topic of those personnel issues are? It's a very, very vague term. Is it?
Discussing the individual issues regarding the evaluation of the GM.
So does it all have to do with the GM evaluation, or are there other personnel issues that have nothing to do with the GM evaluation on that?
It's primarily the GM evaluation, but there, something else may come up during the meeting as well.
Okay. That being the case, I think we need to remove the executive session from the agenda. As you've all been informed yesterday, the Pacific what I'm saying now has only to do with process, nothing whatsoever substantive about the evaluation itself, simply about process. And the
point of information, we didn't have a second for that motion, did we?
Do we have a second for removing it from the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, then you can speak on it. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Seconds.
Yeah, the PMB adopted a motion Thursday evening, and I'll just read it to you briefly. Whereas the Pacifica National Board and Interim Executive Director received a letter on August 28th, 2020, from 9 members of the KPFA Local Station Board stating that an evaluation of the KPFA Station Board is currently underway.
Whoever's calling, please mute your phone, who has ever called. 862 phone number, please mute your phone.
I muted them.
Was
Thank
currently
you.
Underway that lacked transparency and was deficient in not allowing for current LSB members to have input into the evaluation process and timeline, as well as in not seeking any feedback from paid or unpaid staff. And whereas these LSB members had previously made known their concerns within the KPFA LSB, and in response were told by the LSB secretary that the LSB member questionnaire and other aspects of the GM evaluation process had been decided by an LSB task force formed in 2017. And whereas 14 members of the KPFA LSB were not on the 2017 LSB, therefore be it resolved that the following steps are required of the KPFA LSB's performance evaluation of the KPFA general manager. Number one, a presentation of the proposed evaluation process and timeline must be provided at an LSB meeting with input and discussion from current LSB members before the process is approved and the evaluation begun. Number two, a confidential mechanism for the LSB to collect input from all paid and unpaid KPFA staff who wish to submit it must be part of the performance evaluation process. Be it further resolved that any management evaluations already underway at KPFA that are not compliant with the standards shall be restarted. Hence, we kind of have to go back to square one and discuss in an open session what our process is going to be. So that being said, there's really, I don't see any use right at this point, at this meeting, for the executive session discussion.
So, I hear what you're saying, and we're aware of the motion, Marilyn. We are still going to discuss the matter. There are issues that we're going to discuss about personnel, about the process, and about what we did that we're going to discuss in executive session. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to ignore the motion that the board made, the PNB made yesterday or Thursday night, but we have an executive session to discuss the issue that came up. So that's the intention of the executive session. And I think it's still relevant, and I would ask that people still, it's pertinent to be on the agenda. I actually sent out a link that I hope people got right before this meeting about the defamation and the California laws regarding specific to evaluation processes. So hopefully people got that you can make yourself familiar with. So we will be discussing the individual aspects of the evaluation of the general manager in closed session, and it is appropriate.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, we may go ahead and take a vote on this. And at the same time, we will be talking, introducing the issue related to the evaluation during the LSB reports. And there are also some proprietary, I believe some proprietary issues that will be coming up in the executive session. Thanks.
That's the intent.
So I would urge people to vote against this motion.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion on the motion?
Yes.
If not,
yes. Yes, definitely.
Go ahead.
This is McFadden.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to speak to the process. Although there was a brief
announcement. Information, are we timing people?
Sharon, are you timing?
Would I got to get my phone. I'm sorry. I'm having somewhat technical difficulties, but I will get my phone and start timing.
Sorry,
James. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, James.
I wanted to speak to the process here.
Well, this is a motion on amending.
This is in support of since Carol gave
asked
people to not vote for Maryland's motion. I thought I would give some words of support for the motion.
Okay, go ahead, James.
There's a process here that that has been outlined by the PNB that we should be following, and it's a process not only that I think should be followed. Whether the PNB had done this motion or not, the fact that we were completely out of the loop on protocols and process for how evaluations were going to be performed, including, basically a secret group who were in charge of organizing the whole thing that was set up 3 years ago, before the majority of us on the board were even members of the LSB. And that they would continue, and in fact, some of those members that were on that committee that was organizing how this would be done are not even on the LSB anymore. So it's something that I just can't quite fathom, that this problem within the LSB of keeping this kind of information compartmentalized and secret and controlled by a small number of people is just a really big problem. We need to have open and meetings, and we need to have an openness to the process and so that we actually know what's going on, so this stuff just doesn't ran through. And it's the same thing with our,
Bit of information. This is not about the motion.
It is. It's in support of why we need to follow process. And Sabrina, we need a process where that we're involved.
Sabrina for the stack.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Let me clarify something because before, just a point of information for people, because they're arguing something that we have no intention of talking about in the closed session. We will be discussing process in open session. The executive session is specifically to discuss proprietary information. There will be an open discussion about process and how we will be handling it as a board in total. There is no attempt at being secret. There's nothing secret that will happen regarding process in the closed session. So just so you know, your arguments are not germane to what we'll be talking about in closed session.
We did not know about the committee.
James, time was up, okay? I didn't say anything.
We understand what you said. We will be discussing the issues that you brought up in open session, James.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair, as a member of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, can I comment, please?
Yes.
Okay, so this whole process has been thrown to the fan, and it's just blowing back on us right now. Okay, there was another motion prior to that was entered or written by Tom Voorhees, and it'd be nice if he went on ahead and commented on that particular motion. It was written by him and Alex Steinberg in regards to the process. So whatever needs to be discussed in closed session needs to stay in closed session, because that's right in line with the California Corporation Code and other federal laws that rule, that confidentiality needs to be kept in place. So anybody who wants to go against any type of discussion about what needs to stay in closed session so that we protect ourselves legally, you need to rethink that. Thank you,
Sabrina. And I would refer you to the cases that I sent out to the board members to refer to as far as the possibility of lawsuits being generated by careless and reckless information being put out there. I want to call on Janine. She was on staff.
Well, I think you may have answered it in part. I was wondering what the email that you sent out, how that was relevant in terms of defamation. But I think you spoke to it in part. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to add.
It's case law. It's precedent. And it points to what we have to be careful of, because we've had plenty of lawsuits in the Pacifica Foundation. We don't need to generate any more. So that was what is pertinent to. And if you read it over, you will see the relevancy. You'd have to read both of the cases over.
Okay. Well, I just saw that at the last minute this morning. So.
Okay.
But yeah. Well, all right.
Okay. And then Philip?
I'd like to call the question.
Thank you. Calling the question on the discussion, all those in favor, this requires a 2/3 vote. Maybe I should ask who's opposed to it first. It might be easier. Who is opposed to closing the discussion at this point?
How do we vote?
Raise your hand. Who's opposed to closing of the discussion at this point? Who's opposed to it? This is opposition.
Wait,
I'm confused.
I'm confused too about your question, Christine.
Okay, what the question is, those who are opposed to calling the question, raise your hand. Is that clear?
The question,
no.
The item from the agenda? Is that?
Yeah, just that one item. All those opposed to calling the question, which Philip just did, raise your hand. I see one hand raised.
Still confused.
No, I'm still
point of information. Christina, Marilyn, would you please post your motion on the chat?
You know what, Christina, maybe it's better. Maybe it's just better to state it in the positive.
Okay.
Is it there?
We'll do it that way. We'll do the regular thing. And it gets a little dicey when you're doing it online here. So all of those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hand.
Calling what question?
Calling the question of stopping the discussion and going forward with a vote. He's calling the question. So all those in favor of calling the question and stopping the discussion on being able to just go forward with the agenda, raise your hand. Would you be able to count that?
On which vote? Make sure you're clear.
On calling the question to stop the discussion on the amendment of the agenda.
All right, so you're ending discussion on the agenda about taking off
still
the
unclear,
closed
Tom,
session.
What we're voting on.
We're voting to stop the discussion.
Discussion.
And just take a vote on the amendment to the agenda.
Yeah.
So if you're in favor of that, if you could go on the participants page and on the lower right hand corner, it says you can raise your hand on the little box. So if you're in favor of closing discussion at this point, you would click on that box.
Do people see that? Like, if you click on the, if you
I
hover
can do the roll call, I'll do roll call.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sharon.
Okay. Yes, I'm in favor of calling the question.
Marilyn. Marilyn. Langlois. I'll come back to you. Daniel,
yes. Yes, I say yes. Call the question.
Daniel Borgstrom. I'll come back to Daniel. Christine Pepin.
No.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Lily Kimura.
Well, I'm kind of confused, but are we voting on whether to close the, not have an executive session, or
no,
are we not even
no.
there?
The vote is on closing the discussion pertinent to the amendment that Marilyn offered. It's just to close the discussion. It's a question, calling the question.
Okay, yes. I vote to close the discussion.
Thank you.
Thanks. Lily, yes. James McFadden?
No. Other people should get to speak.
James, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka, yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
I'll come back. Oh, Tom, no. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Excuse me, yes.
Sabrina, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes, close.
Frank Sterling?
I'll say no, just in case people want to say something.
Janine Cutter?
Abstain.
Janine abstain. Philip Muldari?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we have...
Hold on.
Daniel Borgmacher.
Donald's here.
Okay. Donald, did you want to vote on this?
I did. Okay. I vote yes.
Okay. Donald votes yes. I'm going back to Daniel Borgstrom.
I vote no.
Daniel votes no. Okay.
How about
one, Darlene?
Two, three. Carol.
Yes. Darlene's on. All right, Darlene. Thank you. Recognizing that Darlene has joined us. Darlene, did you want to vote?
I've been here since roll call, Carol.
Yeah.
I didn't see you, sorry.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
I didn't hear you during the roll call, Darlene.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, yes. No, I'm sorry, I did. Okay. All right, we have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Carol, point of information, Shira is not able to get unmuted to vote yes.
Oh, okay. Shira, okay, so that's 14. 14 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no's. So it is a 2/3. The motion passes.
Thank you. So we'll now take the vote on the amendment to the amendment to the agenda to eliminate the executive session, which will not allow us to discuss things that I believe we really need to discuss, but we're voting on that. So all those in favor of amending the agenda to exclude the executive session, please, do we want to raise your hand again or how?
I think we have to do roll call.
It gets too
confusing. So we'll do roll call. So all those in favor,
Could I make the point of information and just clarify that we're going to talk about process as much as possible in the open session.
Yes,
and then
that's right.
All right, so I'm just clarifying that.
That's correct.
Yeah. Sharon Adams?
Okay, so could you state what we're voting on again, Christina?
Are you voting? This is voting on the amendment to eliminate the executive session, to change the agenda to eliminate that.
Okay, I vote no.
Okay, Sharon votes no. Marilyn Langlois?
I vote yes, and for the record, I typed the motion into the chat. It reads as follows. Motion that the executive session discussion
I object, Madam Chair.
You can't.
You're out of process. We're voting now.
Yeah, we're voting, and we need not read
okay,
it again.
Point of information, Madam Secretary. My vote is yes, and Madam Secretary, I would respectfully request, since you asked me to type the motion into the chat, I would respectfully request that you read to all of us the language of the motion that I typed into the chat. Thank you.
No, you've already read it.
It's already been read.
We're in the vote.
We're in the vote. We're in the process of the vote. Can we continue to vote, Madam Chair?
Yes, let's proceed with the vote, please. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to read the motion that the executive session discussion about the GM evaluation be removed from this agenda as that discussion is premature. Okay.
And I would speak to that since you made that, any discussion of any specific information regarding personnel has got to be in closed session.
Session? Right.
Yep. So go ahead with the vote. Mm-hmm.
I'm continuing with the vote. Daniel Barkstrom.
Yes.
Christine Pepin.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Shira Dedman.
We're voting to end the discussion, right? And move on with the agenda?
We're voting whether or not to have executive session to discuss.
We're voting on the amendment to the agenda.
Agenda.
So if you want, if you could you please like go ahead and,
Okay. So the amendment was that
you want to
we
say
shouldn't have an executive session?
Yes.
That's correct. It's like,
okay, but isn't it like, but it's a legal issue as to why we're having an executive session, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay, so I vote that we continue to have an executive session. I'm not sure if it's open.
No, on the amendment then.
Okay, no then.
Okay, thank you.
Hello to that baby.
Hello. 4-month-old.
Donald Goldmacher.
Seriously, no.
Donald, no. Christina Huggins?
No.
Willie Kimura?
I vote not to change the agenda, so I guess that's a no vote, I hope.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. James McFadden?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea, no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Nope.
Sabrina, no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene Pagano, no. Tim Lynch?
No.
Tim Lynch, no. Frank Sterling?
I'll just abstain.
Janine Eder?
Abstain.
Janine abstain. Philip Maldari?
No.
Philip, no. And so we have one. Oh, I got to go back to Chris. You passed.
No.
Pardon me?
You said no.
Chris, no. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 no's and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses and 2 abstains. Jose, are you checking with me too?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I like it when you check.
Okay.
If you can for votes.
The motion to amend.
I did follow too, and you're correct, Carol.
Thanks.
Well, the motion to amend fails. Now we're voting on the actual motion to approve the agenda.
I had another minor change to the agenda that I wanted to make a motion to remove from agenda item number 4. Remove the words and possible approval. And the reasoning is because we only received budget information this morning and that we have not had time to go through and evaluate what's going on. There shouldn't be any action to approve a budget, a proposed budget without consideration
you know, without enough time to consider it.
Do I have a second?
Tom, seconds.
Okay. I would point out the language is possible approval. You will have an opportunity to vote or not vote it on it if you're against it. It's pro forma. It's the way we do it at every single LSB session, and we've done it for the 3 3/4 years that seems like a million years that I've been on the board. This is like pro forma. So it would be very unusual to remove the introduction and the option to vote on the budget. So I would speak against it.
Point of information, if we removed the words possible approval, would we would still be able to approve the budget, right? I mean, there's no substantive.
Of course. But he wants to remove the entire item 4, is my understanding. Is that correct, James?
No, just on possible.
No, we shouldn't be voting on it. We should have the review. We don't want the review.
But James,
we shouldn't be voting on it.
James, when you make a motion, please write your motion in the chat. I would like to speak against this motion because it's going to take us another 20 minutes to go through roll call and discussion, and we're already at 11:40. And we have people here to talk about the budget. I would urge you to withdraw your motion, James, if you're willing.
I got my hand up, too.
Yes, James, first, if he was willing to withdraw his motion. James, are you willing to?
I'm typing it into the chat right now.
So he's not. So we'll be taking another 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's what we like to do, I guess, within Pacifica. So go ahead.
Actually, what you should have done is send the damn budget out early.
Language.
Out of order.
Let's just go to the stack.
Franklin's on the stack. Let's just do it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Franklin.
Okay. So yes, the budget is not my strong point, and I know I missed the workshop. I did have a couple of conversations about the workshop, and I would definitely like to hear about the budget today and talk about it and then have more time to go over it, because I would like to have like closer conversations with people and stuff like that, because being as it's not my strong point, I like to have some conversations about it. And I feel like we probably shouldn't vote on it today if we're supposed to just now get it. And I certainly won't have time to reach out to people and get other takes, except for, you know, the rushed process today. And if pro forma means is this what happens every time, I think that's true. And I've always felt uncomfortable about it. And I know everybody works hard on the budget. I'm not talking about anybody's work ethic or anything like that. I just feel like it would be great to have more time to discuss it. We can call a special meeting to re-vote on it after a particular time. We don't have to wait 2 months or whatever our schedule is. There's a allowance for days to call a meeting. We could notify that meeting and then have discussion today, and then we could talk with each other and whatever our process is, go through our process and then vote on it in 10 days or whatever the shortest amount of time you feel is within the legal limits to call a meeting, you know, and notify the public and all that process. So really I would be to, yeah, we shouldn't be able to approve it today, because I already know for one that if there's something that I would miss for one thing, I would say that I wouldn't have much of a chance to vote against it, because I already know I might be outvoted. And you know, it just seems like.
Okay, that's time.
Fine.
All right. So I would just be speaking that we should remove it.
It's time.
It's time, Tim. Thank you. I mean, I'm sorry.
Can I make a point of information here?
Yes.
The NFC budget timeline requires that we, you know, all of the stations are on the same timeline, the National Finance Committee timeline, and we have to submit a budget to the NFC by the end of September. This has been stated at several meetings already.
And there was an opportunity to attend a budget meeting or to ask questions ahead of time. So,
and the information was distributed ahead of time. And I've sent out financial information, so people have had a chance to ask many questions, and none have been received.
No, no, I disagree. It wasn't distributed ahead of time, and I was.
When she's talking about
information, I'm seeing you're out of order. I was making a point of information.
Thank you. You're out of order. Please, Tim was next. Tim?
It just seems to me that if we don't do a budget, that what we're voting to do is go into a new fiscal year without a budget. And I think that's irresponsible. I think there are the possibility of, we can always re-vote on things if we find something that desperately needs to be changed. But I definitely find it fiscally irresponsible to decide to enter a new fiscal year without a budget in place.
Thank you. Philip is next. Philip?
I call the question.
Okay. This is on the question. It requires a two-third vote. Would you please take roll call for calling the question, Carol?
Christine, am I on the list? Or I have my hand raised and
You are, but if the question has been called. So Philip was actually next to us.
Oh, wow, really? Okay.
You call the question. It's in order if you look at the hands up.
But I feel like it's an abuse of Robert's rules here.
It's following Robert's rules, actually. I'm taking stack. So do I have a second on closing discussion?
Yes. Second.
Calling the question. Thank you.
Yes.
Now can we have a, I apologize, Madam Chair, point of personal privilege, can we have a verification of who called the question?
It was Philip, who was next on stack.
And Turner seconded.
Okay, got it.
Thank you for clarification, Sabrina. Mm. So this would be voting on the amendment to take out number four of the voting for the possible voting for and the review of the draft KPFA budget.
And so I just want a point of clarification. So when he closes the question, even though my hand was up, I wouldn't be able to speak about it.
There's a lot of other people who say,
I'm just asking for the clear. Is that what it would happen?
That is what happens because that's what calling the question does. Everybody else has got their hand up. It's saying we want to move on, basically.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Again, I would, the wording you used for the motion was a little different from what James typed into the chat. So I would respectfully request that you read what James typed into the chat as the motion, before we vote, on
that's
calling.
That's fine.
Question. Thank you.
Sure. In fact, James, you want to read your motion? James?
Yes, from item number four, remove the words. From item number four, remove the words and possible approval.
It doesn't say that.
I will read what James sent that I'm using for the record. Motion, remove and possible approval from item four of the agenda.
Thank you. Now, this is the vote is to close the discussion on this. That's what we're voting on right now. So those in favor of calling the question, which would be closed discussion on this item, you want to go ahead and roll call?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your patience, everybody. Sharon Adams.
I vote to call the question. Yes.
Yes. Sharon, yes. Marilyn
Langua. No.
Marilyn Langua, no. Daniel Bergstrom.
No.
Daniel Bergstrom, no. Christine Pepin.
No.
Christine Pepin, no. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Chris Corey, yes. Shira Dedman. I'll come back to Shira. Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Donald Goldmacher, yes.
Sorry, this is Shira, yes. Sorry, it takes me a while to mute.
Thanks, Shira. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Christina Huggins, yes. Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Lily Kimura, yes. James McFadden.
No.
James McFadden, no. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Aki Tanaka, yes. Andrea Turner.
Hikomono. Yes.
Hikomono quiere decir yes.
Sí. Yeah. You see.
Okay. Tom Voorhees. I'll come back to Tom. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Sabrina, yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch.
Yes.
Tim Lynch, yes. Frank Sterling.
No.
Frank Sterling, no. Janine Etter.
No, I really had something important to say, but no.
You should...
Etter, no. Philip Maldari?
Yes.
Philip Maldari, yes. Okay, I had to come back to Tom. How do you vote?
Tom votes no. I'm having a very shaky internet connection, but I vote no.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
I have seven no's.
13 yeses, I've counted.
113 yeses. And no abstentions. So the motion passes. Point of order. I just wanted to comment.
Point of procedure.
Excuse me. I was speaking.
I just point of procedure.
You're I was board. Speaking. Madam Chairman, can you clarify?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Please let Carol finish speaking before you bring up anything. She was in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead, Carol.
Point of information. I want to let Janine know that she could speak when we come to the when we discuss the motion itself. She could speak at that time if she wants to.
Yes, that's correct. So the question is being called. Now we're going to be voting on the motion to remove what Carol read before this on item 4. So it's been stated a couple times. So the vote now is on, do you vote on James, yes on James' motion or no on James' motion to amend? So you want to go ahead and roll call, Carol?
I thought you just said there was going to be discussion.
There will be discussion during the motion.
To approve the agenda. Point of information.
Yes.
There will be discussion when the item is actually on the agenda. We're voting now on James' motion to amend that agenda item.
People will have ample opportunity to speak during the budget discussion about any objections that they have. Okay.
We have an agenda.
Chair, point of information. Chris Corey.
Yes, Chris.
What was the vote on the last on that procedural motion?
7-13.
Okay. Does it require 2/3?
I think so.
Yes.
That's not 2/3.
You're right. So we'll just take a long time with our agenda, just like the board always does. Go ahead.
So what is 2/3? I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chris.
2/3 would be 14-7.
Thank you.
Okay. So more discussion, and Janine was next. Oh no, Philip was next. He called the question. So, did you want to speak on the motion itself?
Well, what we're debating about is these few words on the question of and possibly pass the budget. Possibly doesn't mean we will pass it. It doesn't mean we won't pass it. It's actually trivial. It's absolutely a trivial conversation, and we're wasting a whole lot of time about these words again, when the agenda item comes up during the budget debate, then we will decide whether or not to pass it. So all of this is just a huge waste of time.
Thank you, Philip. Janine, you're next.
Well, I wanted to give respect to what James is saying, because I do understand when people don't agree with something. I don't think that necessarily means it's a waste of time, because it's important to James. And if it's important to him, then we need to have a discussion about it, whether you agree or not. I wanted to say I agree with Frank about having a discussion today and a vote at another time before the end of September. I think that's fair. So that's what I would say. And I would like it if we also could, even if you disagree with someone, to please respect their process. Not everyone understands things the same way, like how Frank was saying that he didn't understand the budget in the same way and needed certain steps in order to feel comfortable, that's respected. Even if you yourself do not require those steps, and even if you yourself do not agree, that his process is respected and that James's motion is also respected, even if you disagree. Thank you.
Thank you. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes, thank you. So a couple of points here. We went through a budget workshop several weeks ago with our business manager. There was ample time there for people to clarify what they don't understand about the budget process. And frankly, Frank, you've been through the budget process more than once. So to say that you're not clear about the budget yet is a little disingenuous. You've been on this board for numerous years. You understand the budget process very well. And if you don't, then you need to ask yourself why. As to respect, Janine, I agree with you that everybody's point of view needs to be respected. But I would point out that the people here on this board who continue to try to delay and procrastinate all are part of a Green Party group that for some reason sees it necessary to be obstructive during these meetings and to challenge every positive aspect of our station, including its management, its budget, and its programming. And that's disrespectful. And I take umbrage at that very personally. I do not like that kind of factional divisiveness. And there are people on this board who are formerly part of that faction who chose to move away from it because of this kind of behavior. So I strongly object to these constant amendments to delay our ability to conduct a normal meeting. And I'm addressing this not only to that faction, but to their allies who are sitting, watching and listening to this meeting, who have come in from all across the country to observe KPFA. Thank you.
Thank you. Daniel's next.
Yes. Since this is so important that it be voted on today, apparently, why was it not sent out till about 12:04 a.m. this morning? Now, I want to point out that this is not the first time. Each year, I've noticed in the past, as I recall, the budget is always sent out at some late hour when there's not time for board members to review it. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. Oh, no, Marilyn, I'm sorry. Marilyn Langua is next.
Thank you very much. And I fully affirm our responsibility to adopt a budget before the end of September, and I am fully prepared to come log in to another meeting next Saturday or some other date that is possible to, with enough notice to vote on it before the end of September. I attended the budget workshop. I was very aware of the timeline, and I want to thank Maria, who made a presentation at that workshop. The thing is that the workshop, first of all, not all the LSB members were there. Quite a few of them were not there. We saw on the screen, shared screen, some figures in very small type, but we couldn't take it home with us. So I couldn't memorize everything that I saw on the screen. And so it was just the very general information, and I couldn't really review it carefully after that. I was waiting for to get the figures, the draft budget and the figures from the previous 3 years, which I didn't get till this morning. I was in bed at midnight when that email went out. I didn't get the numbers until this morning. If we had received those documents several days ago or even a week ago, then I'd be perfectly fine with voting on it today, no problem, because I do think we have to do that. As it is, if we don't change the wording on the agenda, then there's the possibility that a majority of this body will vote to approve the agenda as we received it this morning, and then that's the end of it. I just agree with those who have said, give us a chance to discuss the figures, see the, hear the presentation, ask more questions, because the figures have changed since the budget workshop. We may have new questions. I know I have a new question. And then fully process it, digest it, and then vote on it the next time. Actually, ideally, too, I think for full transparency, since we are elected by the listeners and we are accountable to the listeners, I think the broad listenership should have access to all of the draft budgets and every step along the way. So that
time.
They can
get their time.
Time. Thank you. Christine Pepin is next.
Okay, I just would like to follow up on what Marilyn was saying. I totally agree with what she said. I attended the workshop. And it was, we, so Maria was able to show us the numbers. We did ask, it went fast. And for some of us, it was new. You know, we had to follow all of this. We had many questions. We asked for the budget, to be sent to us so we could review it. And I think that would be normal. And it wasn't sent, basically. So it was only sent last night, I think by Carol or maybe Sharon. I don't remember, but past midnight. So it's really at the last moment. So I don't think we have enough information to be able to cast an informed vote. I don't, that's for sure. And I know that we have to vote on that, and this is one of the responsibilities of the LSB. I'm really aware of that, but I'm unable to make a good decision. I will have to review the documents more. And then quickly, I just have another question about the numbers, about two-thirds that Chris brought up. I think the second vote, if I'm correct, the second vote about which was about removing the agenda item, which was the executive session, it passed with 13 no's, right? I think I'm correct. So if it did pass with 13, then it's not a two-thirds majority.
Excuse me, let me clarify for you, since you are confused. Okay. The calling the question is what takes two-thirds. Other votes take a simple majority.
Okay, got it. So I'm fine. Thank you for the clarification.
You're okay. Welcome.
That's it.
Okay. Tim Lynch is next.
Okay. So we are talking about removing three words or four words or whatever it is that have no substance and bearing on what we can or cannot do at this meeting. If we remove the words from the agenda, we still could pass a budget today if the majority wanted to do that. So there is nothing substantive to this motion whatsoever. The meeting's been going on for one full hour now, and we have discussed nothing substantive. We could actually be using this time to discuss the budget, the numbers that people are saying they don't have enough information on. This is what we could be doing for an hour, is going through this line by line and getting you the information that you say you want. Instead, we're discussing three words that have no substance whatsoever. This is not a productive use of the LSB's time, and we should move on and discuss the damn budget. Sorry for my language.
Thank you. Franklin?
Yeah, I agree with the process about having more time to discuss it, but maybe we should consider adding some wording then that does not let us approve it today without many people feeling like they don't have enough information. And we need to respect other people's, you know, process, like Janine said. And certain people can call out my name or a clique of people, as they say. But still, the budget did not go out till midnight last night. Yes, I was in bed. Nobody knows what I was doing the day the budget workshop happened. Nobody knows who I talked to about what their thoughts were about the workshop. Nobody knows what I have done. So you don't know any due diligence that I've done. You don't know who I talked to. And to make assumptions based on your creativity in your mind about what I have done and maybe not knowing the process, I do know the process. And I know that every time we do it, we barely have time to discuss it. It gets shoved through by the majority of people on the board. And I'm not asking that we take it into the next fiscal year. I'm not asking that we delay it beyond our time that we're allowed. I'm asking that we listen today. And if you guys agree that we're going to listen today, maybe you could just vote on this, or maybe we have to add the wording that we should not approve it today. And we should give the appropriate time within our limits to still do it legally by the California code, whatever the Pacifica National Board directs, by the end of September, at a later date, as soon as possible, with notification to the body of the listeners or whatever. So, I think this all goes back to Janine's comments earlier that we need to respect people's process.
Thank you. Janine is next.